From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. There is one thing that seems to stand out in the local radio scene over the week, and that is how the ACMA is featuring in many people's thoughts. If we look for a gift that keeps on giving, it is the ACMA. Whilst the economists have been stressing the influence of flat wages on spending and business activity, our regulator has done its bit to increase the inflation rate and the cost of living by releasing the outcomes of a review of amateur fees. You'll be pleased to know, if you haven't already heard, that your contribution to tax and operating revenues has gone up by a couple of percent. They're not satisfied with the reverse generosity of the amateur radio community in VK land. The ACMA has arranged to insult her American brethren, maybe in a tribute to Mr. Trump, by suspending the grant of licenses to people who present with qualifications from the Federal Bureau of Communications, the FCC. In a note to the Table A, which sets the Australian equivalences of overseas licences to Australian licence grades, the ACMA has to investigate the USA licence levels. Now, it has been pointed out that the US extra grade licence meets the CPT standard, the same level which is endorsed on Australian advanced licences. It is only months since the alleged disparity between the US technician and the VK standard versus foundation was resolved. The word from people who have Australian qualifications and who sought a US license for DX and travel is that the technical level of the US tests exceeds ours in all cases. On the basis that many of these people are well qualified in communications and electronics as part of their career paths, I can only ask, what the heck is going on? Then, just to prove how bizarre the world has become, I was forwarded a copy of a reply sent from the office of the Minister for the Arts and Communications. In a magnificent piece of obfuscation, it was pointed out that the commercial nature of the tender process for exams and licensing meant the minister was prevented from involvement in the tender. Then it made the point that this hands-off process meant the minister could not look at the way in which the tender was conducted after its award. Complaints should go back to the ACMA. Well, that sounds right. You feel the system is broken and you get sent back to the broker of the broken system to review. Once the minister had to answer to Parliament for his department. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.